We are joined now in studio by Northfield's Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor Pownell.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, good. And you have brought with you a couple of members of the Northfield Roundtable.
Yes. Yeah. So just this is kind of one of those free end of the month sessions, right, where we don't have a council meeting and I get to invite in some special people really to talk about the great work that they're doing in our community. And there's so many people.
And we'd like to welcome Dave Newcomb and Alice Thomas of the Northfield Roundtable. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mayor Pownell, let's first of all start with you and talk about the roundtable. What is there for? The questions for, I guess, a novice who's not familiar with it. Is it a government agency? Is it a commission? How does it fit in with the whole thing of Northfield?
No, I would say. And I'd like to allow them the opportunity to really expand upon that. But they're a group of community members, active, engaged. They're all very involved in the community, coming around to vision about what could be. And really a great group of people, another great group of people that are really trying to make Northfield great. And so the specifics of that, I think I'd like to have Alice and Dave really give a little bit more background on.
Boy, Northfield really is a town that has so many people volunteering that really care about the community in a lot of different ways, and they all come up and seem to help out. And we witnessed that just this past week with the storms. This is a little bit different scenario. So, Dave and Alice, welcome to the KYMN microphones. We appreciate your coming in. And either one of you can start with this. First of all, what is the Northfield Roundtable?
I'll jump in. Okay. First of all, there's a movie out there with three lawyers, and one of the lawyers at the end, as they're introducing themselves, says, "I have absolutely no responsibility whatsoever." And we have no responsibility in terms of to the city or to any individual. So we have not only responsibility, but no authority. So this is just a group of volunteer citizens who have come together, and it's moved over time. So there's been 35 or so volunteers over time that have sat on the round table. It's designed, the name round table is designed to say we're all equal. We all have an equal voice. Not only those who attend the round table meetings, but we've had 7 community meetings over 10 years, and all of the ideas that come out of the roundtable actually come from community citizens. So the idea is that we are a group that is going to look at the long-term play for Northfield, that the mayor and the council have been great and are do a great job, number one, and are very supportive, number two, which we really appreciate. They have day-to-day things that they have to worry about. We don't have to worry about any of that, which is really nice. So we look at the long-term play for Northfield.
Now, the people that are involved, are they just business people, college people? Do you have a little bit of everything
all
there?
All of the above.
All the above.
I would just like to point out that our focus really is on long-term planning for development and redevelopment so that we can assure some kind of future for Northfield to make it a place that is positive for working, business, playing. It's all about long-term future development and redevelopment.
Now, the roundtable has been around for a number of years now. I don't know if each of you have been involved since the beginning, or Dave, have you?
Close.
All right. Have the ideas changed any over the course of the lifetime of the roundtable?
They've changed a little bit. We started as a pure visioning group. So what we did is we had these community meetings where we would bring people in, and whoever was interested, it was open to the public, would brainstorm. We had a gentleman by the name of Bill Johnson, who is a nationally known expert in city management, in design, and so forth. And he would come and facilitate those meetings for free. We were fortunate that he started in Holland, Michigan, which is the home of David Van Wylen. Dave was a professor up at St. Olaf. His dad was the president of Hope College in Michigan. And so that started the process. And what happened is that group came together. And at the end of the day, the way it's changed is we did all visioning at the beginning. Now we do a combination of visiting and facilitating implementation. So when I say facilitate implementation, we don't do the work. we help to encourage others to do the work in their areas. A great example is we work with the Arts and Culture Commission. We had an initiative that had to do with the Highway 3 crossing at 3rd Street. And they are working on things having to do with arts and culture and things like sculptures and things like that. So there's a subgroup called the 4x4 group, four people from the Arts Commission, four people from the Roundtable, who are getting together to make sure we do as best we can for that intersection, as an example.
Let's talk about some of the visions that
you had. I think I'd just like to follow up on what Dave talked about in terms of the one of our implementation groups. It's very much a collaboration. And I want to go back to the original public meeting where this idea came up. The public meeting was about the corridor, the Highway 3 corridor. And Bill Johnson asked the group to divide up into small tables and to identify potential issues in those areas. Now, he knew the answers, but he didn't give us the answers. The community did. And so those individuals at the tables came with a list that was shared out with the whole group. Then he sent them back to the tables again and said, imagine what the solutions could be. So every table came up with a solution, and that was shared out. And then overnight, he would synthesize all of that information and present it the next day, and all he was doing is reflecting the community's ideas. And he would put that in text, but he would also draw some wonderful illustrations. So out of that community idea came the Arts Corridor, and it was a solution to issues that they identified, such as connectivity between the East and the West Side, the need to attend to identifying the image of Northfield, the need to make that green. Now, Bill Johnson's definition of green is more than plants and trees. It's about elements in that space that will make you feel comfortable and safe, and it's a pleasant place to be. So that Arts Corridor idea came out as one of the solutions to address these needs that were identified. Then the next example of collaboration was that at a general meeting we held, we wanted the community to identify what ideas that they really were willing and interested in working on. The Arts Corridor came up. There were eight organizations that said, okay, we'll collaborate together. We'll put together a possible list of elements there on that Arts Corridor. So there were eight organizations that worked over a year to come up with ideas. They're still working on other things. And now one element in that Arts Corridor, a sculpture, is part of a collaboration between, because there is a sculpture to put on that Arts Corridor, between the city, the Arts and Culture Commission, the Southeast Minnesota Arts Council, say the Depot, who has the sculpture. So from the beginning to the end, this was a collaboration among many organizations and individuals.
Now, that is one example, and a very, very good one. I like that. Mayor, my question, I guess, to you is, where does their work interface with the council, our elected officials? Is there a... they don't have any authority, but they do have influence because these are citizens that, you know, these are business people, people from the colleges, people that work here and raise their family here. How does that affect the decisions that the council and the elected officials
Yeah, well, one of the things that, I mean, we talk about this often, we're in the midst of budget season, right, where we have a capital improvement plan. So if there are a big enough infrastructure project, it'll make it into our CIP, right? So that's something that the council would vet. Our Arts and Culture Commission, they have their own cultural plan that they've been working on, right, and their own strategic plan, if you'll say, where they're, all of our boards and commissions have different initiatives and things that they're working on. So it's a matter of plugging in this community group with our boards and commissions where the particular project or visioning process really intersects. So sometimes it's the EDA.
Yeah, and
sometimes it's the Arts and Culture Commission. So it really just depends on what it is. But I think this is just so important to the overall health of our community. When you have people that really want to make a difference in your community, you really want to plug them in and create a really clear process where they can make a difference. And that is the only reason why we have such a vibrant downtown.
Yeah, you know, it. What I like about it is it's kind of a small group of people, but it grows into a larger group of people and people. Yes. And by the time it hits your level, there are probably hundreds of community citizens that have had input on this.
Yeah, it's got support. Yeah. And it's grassroots. That's what I love about Northfield. And not many communities can boast the level of grassroots support for ideas that Northfield can.
We only have a few more minutes, but we could have a long conversation on this. Maybe we can have you back at some point and get an update. But I'd like to get an idea of the Arts Corridor, one very good example that you gave. Are there more things that, we don't need to get quite as specific as they did there, but are there other ideas that you're looking around?
Probably the other big idea that we're helping to try and advance is the Riverwalk extension, trying to move it beyond Second Street. And be able to
the north?
The north.
Okay.
Excuse me. Thank you. And try and have it so people can get from the south side of Second on the river to the north side. So in extending that down to the north, or up to the north, I guess that would be. And so that's another one that's in the works right now. And I think the city is actually in the process of things. Again, we're trying to be a facilitator and to make sure things don't fall off the table because people are so busy. So we don't serve as the driver, but as the encourager, I'd say. The other thing I'd say is our mantra has always been not what should be, but what could be. So we're trying to not tell people this is what we should do, but here are ideas to inspire additional thought and to decide how does that fit into a grand picture and work with the city, who has been great, by the way. The mayor has been supportive since before she was the mayor, actually, but stayed supportive. And Susie Nikazian used to be on the round table before she was elected. So it's received great support from the city, and Ben Martig has been great. So it's received very broad-based support, which has really helped to both inspire the group, but also put us in a position where we can help to move things forward.
I'd just like to add that I started on the round table while I was still on the Planning Commission. And the Planning Commission in the city do long-range planning, comp plan, regulations. But this, the functioning of the round table is at a higher level. And as Dave said, it's about what could be, not what should be. And I think that that's an important thing to keep in mind. And what is also important to know is that the principles that have been involved in the work of the roundtable and their projects are entirely consistent with those principles of development and redevelopment in the comprehensive plan. And that's purposeful. I mean, we bring up the comprehensive plan and the principles often in the roundtable.
What is what's coming up for the roundtable? You had mentioned you'd have a number of community events and gatherings and stuff. Anything on the calendar at this point? Or
we don't have an exact date, but next spring we plan on doing a visioning segment around the Highway 3 South corridor, down along, I guess, the rodeo grounds and south of there. And that visioning will probably happen in March, April, May timeframe, but we don't have it firmed up yet.
All right. Well, we'll be in touch at that time. We'll invite you guys back.
We'd appreciate it.
We'd love to have you. Mayor, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's just not a normal week, right? So city staff are doing a great job. So just encouraging people with regards to the storm cleanup. As I was driving around the community last night, things are looking pretty good out there. But if there are still just watch the city website, Facebook page for any press releases that are coming up. And then also if people still need help out there, please let us know. Northfield Cheers is really our go-to place for that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Good to know a little bit more about the Roundtable.
Thank you.
All right. Those are two of the Knights of the Roundtable. You guys don't go by that. I don't have to call you sir.
No, that would not go well.
All right. That's Alice Thomas and Dave Neuger along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.